News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Unemployment claims inch slightly higher, but analysts say it's nothing to worry about. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Jobless claims were up by 12,000 last week, not enough to raise concerns about either the labor market or the broader economy. The four-week average fell slightly. The claims are a proxy for layoffs, which remain at extraordinarily low levels.
In Georgia, a setback for voting rights groups. A federal judge has accepted new Georgia voting districts that protect Republican strongholds, saying minority populations have been adequately addressed in the redrawn district mapping. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is trying to walk back a controversy that erupted after she was asked what caused the Civil War during a voter forum in New Hampshire last night, and she didn't mention slavery.
I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Today in an interview, Haley said, of course, the Civil War was about slavery. In the Black Sea near Ukraine, a civilian cargo ship struck a Russian mine, injuring two sailors. In Liberia, more than 40 people have been killed, trying to collect gasoline from a leaking fuel tanker truck that exploded. There's a recall on a portable blender that can catch on fire and cause injuries, our Shelley Adler reports.
BlendJet is recalling about 4.8 million of its portable blenders over laceration and fire hazards. That's after receiving dozens of reports of injuries. Stop using the blenders immediately and contact BlendJet for a free replacement.
The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says Regents fired him because they're uncomfortable. He and his wife appeared in pornographic videos. This is AP News. Flag football's inclusion in the 2028 Summer Olympics is raising the profile of a sport that's welcoming more women.
Flag football is diversifying after being added to the Olympics. Female flag football players used to feel like they didn't belong in the male-dominated sport, but now flag football will make its Olympic debut at Los Angeles 2028. Kaiser University athlete Ashley Clam not only gets to play the sport in college, she is on scholarship. Clam says she wasn't surprised when flag football was added to the Olympics because it has long deserved recognition.
All the work that people were putting in to getting to the sport finally paid off.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
The Pentagon says it's introducing major reform by putting independent lawyers in charge of sexual assault allegations. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.